Hey guys, welcome to GM. Keep coming in. You guys, fill up this spot over here, this little empty corner. Keep it coming. All right, it's good to see you guys. All right, I just want to read you guys really quickly from Isaiah 61. It says, I'm paraphrasing here. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon Jesus and has anointed him to give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I just was reading this past week, and it totally hit me with that. God, not only did he come to save us and to forgive us, but he came to give us the power to praise him. He came to give us joy for our mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And so I just want to encourage you guys today, if you guys are feeling heavy or if you're feeling stressed or worried about anything, if anything is going on in your life that makes you feel weighed down, know that Jesus died so that you didn't have to feel that way, so that you could feel the comfort of the Lord and you could feel the garment of praise. So right now I just want to pray over you guys. God, I just thank you so much for today, and I thank you so much for these people and your amazing grace, and God, just everything that you give to us every day, Lord. I just praise you, God, and Lord, I pray right now that I ask that you would just take away every heavy thing from our lives, God. Just take away every burden, every stress, God, and just give us the garment of praise, Lord. Right now, I just give it all to you, God, and I accept your garment of praise right now. Let your praise be on my lips because you are the God of gods. You are the one who saves us, the one who gives us peace, God. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you, God. All right, let's worship God tonight.
Thank you. let your grace wash over me.
Thank you, God. Let your grace wash over us tonight, God. We worship you. Thank you, God. I want to read a scripture. This is Matthew 27. We're going to take an offering. Matthew chapter 27. Jesus just died on the cross in this verse. Something amazing happened. Matthew 27, verse 50. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yelled and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and rocks split, and graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When Jesus died on the cross for us, he granted us access. And he granted us access into his very presence. But there's a principle when dealing with a king, and that is you don't come empty-handed before a king. You and I, we've been granted access tonight. But here's what I want to challenge you. If you have your tithe or your offering, you bring that forward and you put it in the box, and that's a part of it. But we've been granted access. And, you know, sometimes we take things for granted. You know, I take for granted that I can get in my car and I can drive home. I take for granted sometimes that I have a family who loves me. I take for granted sometimes that I can be here on a Thursday night and I can worship the Almighty God with a bunch of awesome young people. And you just take things for granted. But, you know, when you come before a king, that access, it was bought with a really high price. So my question for you tonight is tonight going to be another ordinary night? Or as we enter into his throne room, are you going to see that he granted you access at a high price? And you're going to bring something. What do you have to bring? Maybe you stand here on Thursday nights and you don't open your mouth because intimacy with God is something that's just a little bit uncomfortable with you. Well, maybe it's time to bring something of worth before a king, and maybe that's you opening your mouth. And maybe raising your hands in surrender is a little bit too surrendered. Well, maybe tonight God's calling you to come behind the veil and bring him an offering of your sacrifice, an offering of yourself, an offering of surrender. Maybe tonight that's what it is. Maybe tonight you've been hating on somebody for a long time. And maybe you need to bring the king the gift of your surrender. Maybe you have, and the list goes on and on and on and on. But here's what I want to say tonight, is God has granted us access. And it's an awesome privilege. And all we have to do is walk through the veil. It's been torn in two. And so we're going to come tonight and we're going to give an offering of our finances. But I want to tell you that that's just where it starts. There's way more in this room that needs to be offered up tonight. And you can bring the gift of your life before a king tonight. And you can experience his presence and his favor as a child. Can we do that tonight? I don't want to leave here having an ordinary night. Somewhere inside of me, there's something that craves more than ordinary. Is that in you too? Let's pray tonight. Can we sing that song again? I want to sing that like I have both feet in and that whole thing, and I just want to go there. I just want to get in the river tonight. Let's pray. Father, tonight, God, we come before you, God, and we bear a kingly gift. And the kingly gift that we bring is we bring ourselves made in the image of a king. And we bring ourselves to you right now, and we lay down these things that hinder us and that ensnare us and that entrap our faith. And God, tonight we bring surrendered lives, and we bring hurts and pains, and we offer them at your feet. God, we have been granted access tonight. And Lord, we take full advantage of that access. So tonight, God, I'm asking that you would willingly and readily receive the gifts that we bring. And God, tonight, as we enter into you, God, I'm asking that you would simply return the favor. Your word says that if we will draw near to you, you will draw near to us. And so we hold you to your word as a faithful God. Right now, God, we draw near. Receive our money, receive our lives. In Jesus' name, let's worship.
Walking for a long while, and our feet are dirty and they're tired. And God's river is just there to just wash them clean and just cool them off and just refresh. So if you've been walking for a while and if you feel burdened and tired and weary, just step into his river. Just step into it and be refreshed and be cleansed. And you'll soon find that you want to go all the way in. That it's not just enough to have your feet clean or your feet refreshed, but you want your knees and your thighs and your waist and your shoulders and your head. That God's grace wants to completely cover you.
I surrender, oh, I surrender, oh, is within. Lay it all down for sake of you, my King. Giving you my dreams, laying down my rights, giving up my pride for the promise of surrender all to you, all to you. And I surrender all to you, all to you. Singing you this song, waiting at the cross, all the world holds dear, I count it all as loss, for sake of knowing you, the glory of your name, to know the lasting joy, even sharing in your pain. And
surrender all to you.